Poslušate SBS Slovenije. Prisluhnite še drugim zanimivim zgodbam na sbs.com.au / Slovenije.
Poslušate slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS širom Avstralije in po svetu. Sedaj v času koronavirusa, ko smo v nekaterih delih Avstralije še pod karanteno, ali se posvetimo biti bolj doma, da ne širimo virus v skupnosti, imamo tudi več časa za kulinariko. Naslednja gostja je aktivna avstralska Slovenka iz Južne Avstralije, ki je pred kratkim prevzela odgovornost za stran na socialnem omrežju Facebook pod imenom Slovenian Australian Cook Hub. Najprej pa seveda jo lepo pozdravljamo na slovenski vdaj radi SBS širom Avstralije. Carmen Jenko, to make it a bit easier for you, we'll converse in English. Welcome to the Slovenian program on SBS, Carmen.
Thank you, Tanya.
For those that aren't familiar with you, I guess tell us a little bit more about yourself. Who is Carmen Jenko? And I know that you used to also live in Sydney and were very active in your early years in the Slovenian community.
That's right. I was born and grew up in Sydney. My maiden name is Kalf. My parents and my in-laws are from the Primorska region of Slovenia. And in Sydney, I grew up with the Slovenian youth. And I was active in the Slovenian community. We had great fun singing and dancing and going to camps. And it was a pretty good time, actually, in the 80s. Then I moved to Adelaide and I've continued to maintain a connection here with the Slovenian community in Adelaide as well.
And as we mentioned in the intro here, you've recently taken over the Slovenian Australian Cook Hub in terms of the Facebook page. I believe it was started by Dr. Kaya Antley from Victoria. Tell us a little bit more about that page.
That's right. Kaya started it as a research project, as a culinary heritage project under the Endeavour Fellowship Program. And her intention was to really focus on using digital technology to share the love of food and our culture and to really bring together the Australian multicultural perspective of Slovenian and Australian cuisine. And I contacted her a few months ago and asked her a bit more about the page and whether I could use it to tag her when we were doing food-related classes or cooking at the Slovenian Club in Adelaide. And she was actually happy for me to take over the running of the page. And I was excited about that. I'm hoping that it really connects us on a food level. So other pages might have more programs that they promote, but I'm really interested in promoting posts on food and not just recipes, but also any articles that come up with regards to Slovenian food. Are the Slovenians in Australia that have got farms or producing wonderful products here? But also interesting articles to do with Slovenians that perhaps are making great achievements, like Ana Roche, and including our own Kranjska Klobase, which have become Slovenian. So I thought I might do and post a little bit of everything and try to connect as many Slovenians around Australia under this umbrella of our culinary heritage.
Why is this important to you?
That's a great question. I think this year, especially with COVID and with us having to be home, we've really had to reflect on our own homes and our lifestyles, and we focused on the well-being of our families. And that always, I think, centres around food. For me, there's a real power in cooking together, eating together. There's something wonderful about doing that. It connects us, it heals us. If we do it with friends, it makes lifelong bonds. And as Slovenians, we have a wonderful culture around food. And I've really fallen in love with that idea of actually sharing that type of knowledge with each other and also getting to know each other at the same time. I mean, I live in Adelaide, so it's the capital city of South Australia, but I know that there are other Slovenians that live in other parts of Australia, in regional parts of Australia, and even remote parts of Australia. So I know Slovenians that live in North Queensland and WA, as well as throughout Queensland and South Wales and Victoria, Tasmania, Northern Territory. So it'd be wonderful to see how people use food to connect with each other. And I would love to be able to connect with those Slovenians that are around Australia and just have that that one connection that we can all share with each other.
And in terms of, I guess, content and recipes and the like, how do you, I guess, choose what to share from that perspective?
At this point, I'm sharing things that I've made, and I'll be sharing an interesting recipe on the weekend that I've actually just made today, which I had to translate into English, including some very unusual measurements that I've never seen before, like DAG, which is decagrams, and so I've had to kind of work on the English interpretation of Slovenian recipes. And after making it, everyone at home is very happy with it, and so I'll be sharing that recipe. Other recipes I'll be sharing through friends as well. So if I get recipes from the general public and they want to share something with me, I'll be happy to share that, especially if it's their favourite. I'll be happy to share things that are especially in old cookbooks or recipes that their mothers or grandmothers have always used and that it's their favourite. That would be wonderful to share and to then record. It's a great legacy and a way of recording that type of history. I'm also sharing articles that I find from other Facebook pages, not only in Australia, but from overseas. So I've just recently shared an interesting article on just recipe measurements from a wonderful Facebook page in America, and they've got a long-standing history of connecting through various media. And that was really interesting to find. So this platform is just opens up a whole world of different possibilities in ways of connecting.
And now, obviously, you mentioned earlier where there's a lot more time, let's say, for people to be at home and spending time cooking. You know, are you finding now that people are sharing more and more of their own recipes and their own, let's say, culinary delights, let's say, that they're doing at home and trying through this page?
Absolutely. And I think we're really happy to share it. There's something really powerful in being able to share something that you've just made. It tastes wonderful and you just want to let everyone else know that it's worked, that it's tasty. And unfortunately, because we can't really come together to actually share the dish, which is wonderful in itself to be able to eat together. So to be able to share something, especially great pictures of the ingredients, which might have come from our backyards as well. So we might have parents who have got fantastic vegetable gardens, and we can use that in the ingredients to make dishes that we just want to share. That in itself is something that we just, I think, are really looking forward to doing. And then once this year has passed and things are much easier to deal with, I think we'll be looking forward to sharing all the things that we've actually learned in these last 6 months.
What's the easiest way people can get involved? They just come and like the page, and then they can start sharing their culinary experiences?
Absolutely. Come and visit the page, like us, and then you're free to message me on that page. You can send me your recipes, you can send me photos, videos, and I will upload it. You can also just tell me your stories. I would love to know where people come from in Australia and whether they live on a farm, whether they're producing something, whether they're growing something. That would be a great way for us to then share all those stories with each other. And it'd be a great way to record all the things that we're doing in Australia. And then hopefully others around the world will also see it. There are lots of Slovenians that I know that live in Argentina and Canada and America, and it'll be wonderful to share with them what we do here in Australia and also I'll be sharing what they do there with all the Slovenians in Australia.
Well, we hope, obviously, that a lot of people listening right now will start to look up the Slovenian Australian Cook Hub and start to like it and start to give you some content that they are working on, let's say, in this time of COVID. Thank you so much, Carmen, for speaking to us today and sharing what you're looking forward to doing on the pages. And we look forward, of course, to seeing those pictures on the weekend of what you've made today. And we wish you all the very best with the webpage and hope that everyone has obviously a lot of hours of fun making and trying all the different recipes that everyone's posting.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Tanya. It was wonderful to talk to you.
Ušičkaj, deli, komentiraj. Spremljaj SBS Slovenijan na Facebooku.